Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 4th of November. Last Friday's employment report from the United States doesn't really change anything for investors. The distortions to the data were significant this time. Perhaps the revisions to history will serve as a reminder of the unreliability of economic data in real time. This is particularly relevant because US Federal Reserve Chair Powell's strategy of data dependency depends on undependable data, which means that the strategy doesn't really appear to be a strategy at all. There was nothing to change the general expectation for a couple of quarter-point rate cuts over the remainder of this year, which will, after all, just mean that rate reductions match the inflation slowdown this year. Over in China, the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress begins its meeting. This is expected to provide an opportunity to announce fiscal stimulus plans. The monetary stimulus to date has been significant, but probably not terribly effective, because what is constraining China's consumers seems to be a fear of the future, not a concern about the cost of credit. This is where fiscal stimulus comes in. The scale of the monetary stimulus does at least suggest a strong commitment to fiscal stimulus. However, the international spillover of fiscal stimulus is likely to be quite muted. Spending on domestic services, and in an era of economic nationalism, the bias to spending on domestic goods, means that China's consumers have had a slowing propensity to purchase imported goods. There are some final business sentiment poll numbers from Europe. Business sentiment indices are commercial enterprises and need the oxygen of publicity. The more often numbers are published, the more attention they get. The US is offering September factory orders data and final durable goods numbers. Neither of these are likely to sway market perceptions a great deal. September is normally disrupted by extreme weather, for one thing. This sort of data is not going to change the outlook for the Federal Reserve, and of course has no political importance to speak of. In politics, perceptions matter a great deal more than reality, and over a third of US voters have already voted anyway. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.